Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch her villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Listen for the words command and locate.
We bring you to the location of a crime already in progress.
Come on, come on, hurry it up, boys. I command you. We need to steal this cheese before you know who shows up.
Hey, boss, you know who is here.
You know who? Word Girl, how did you find us?
I found this on the street this morning. Directions to the scene of our next crime. Signed, The Henchman.
What? Oh, good going, guys. Write down the directions and then put your name on it.
Hey, we wanted to make sure we didn't get lost.
Amateurs.
Goop Ray on the roof? Walk me through the plan here, Two Brains.
Happy to. First, I'm going to turn the roof of the Cheeseum.
One sec. The Cheeseum is the city's only museum dedicated to rare and expensive cheeses. Continue.
Thank you. Anyway, first I'm turning the roof into goop, and then hauling away all the cheese with my mouse blimp. Ingenious, eh?
Wait a second. Won't the goop from the roof get all over the cheese down below? Didn't quite think that through, did you?
No. But goopy cheese is better than no cheese at all.
I'm afraid I have no choice but to command you to step away from the goop ray! Huggy, the henchman, go!
Stand your ground, boys!
Looks like your henchman deserted you.
Hey, numbskulls, give your boss a hand here.
Just, give us a few minutes, boss.
Consider yourselves fired! What's it gonna be, Word Girl? Stop me from leaving? Or stop that goop ray from crushing the oldest tree in the city?
Not the oldest tree in the city! Everybody loves the oldest tree!
I know. That's why it's a really difficult choice. Thanks for letting me get away.
Later, in his secret lair, Dr. Two Brains is looking for a new sidekick. Or two.
Well, don't just stand there. Sell yourselves. Impress me. I'm not impressed. Monkey sidekick, it's been done. Next. 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 Boy, I am very disappointed in the talent pool. Oh, this looks promising. Hello, Mr. Cheese, is it? What makes you qualified to be my sidekick? You love cheese? Hey, so do I. We have that in common. What are you doing? Oh, the henchmen never helped me organize my diabolical diagrams. What? Very good, Mr. Cheese. What don't you do? But I have one final question. If I make you my sidekick, will you follow all my commands and do whatever I say?
you're hired.
Don't worry, Huggy. I put a tracking device on him. Where did I put that bad guy locator? Well, it's a gadget. We need it to locate Dr. Two Brains. You were playing with it just the other day? In the living room! Hey, Dad, what you got there?
I don't know, but it is the most amazing gadget ever! What does it do?
Mind if I take a look at it?
Sorry, Becky. Until I know exactly what this machine is made for, I don't want my children playing with it. It beeped at me!
Bob, we have to get that gadget away from my dad and locate Dr. Two Brains before he strikes again. We're too late. Dad, we're going to the grocery store.
How can I love this gadget so much when I don't even know what it does?
Moments later, at the grocery store...
Okay, Dr. Two Brains, it's time to stop doing... Who's the mouse?
What, girl? What a pleasant surprise. Allow me to introduce my fantastic new sidekick, the very motivated self-starter, Mr. Cheese.
So you're through with the henchmen?
Are you kidding? Those jokers got nothing on Mr. Cheese here. This guy is a real sidekick. He works hard and obeys all my commands, right, Mr. Cheese? Okay, what just happened?
What's he saying?
He's saying, I am the devious Mr. Cheese. One step closer, I turn the cheese to goop. Hold on. I am stealing the cheese. You're just helping out. I command you to stop.
What'd he say?
Oh! Save the cheese!
All right, Huggy. Let's haul him in.
Yeah, all right, I'm going. But I am not your sidekick. Okay, Mr. Cheese, it's time for a job review. Let's get one thing straight. I give the orders. For example, I command you to get out of my chair. I'm not the sidekick here. You're the sidekick. Get out of my chair. Get out of my chair! Get off the chair! Get off! Get off! Get off the chair! Will you get out of my chair? What's this? The super duper gooper scooper? Hey, this could allow me to melt the roof of the Cheeseum without getting the cheese all goopy. If this gooper scooper thingamabob actually existed, I would be your sidekick in a heartbeat. I may have spoken too soon.
We need to get the bad guy locator back so we can figure out the location of Dr. Two Brains. A location is the place where something is, and we need that bad guy locator to locate or find Dr. Two Brains. We have to be sneaky. Let's try the old sidekick alley-oop.
I'm awake. Not really.
Nice work, Bob! It looks like Dr. Two Brains is located back on the roof of the Cheeseum! Word up!
What?
Yeah?
What is happening?
It's all a dream!
Oh.
You before you pulled off another devious crime. Two Brains?
You got it, boss. I'm on it. Whatever you say, sir, you'll be very pleased with my sidekicking, Mr. Cheese, sir.
I'm not sure what's going on. It looks like Mr. Cheese is commanding Dr. Two Brains to do all the work. A command is when someone tells you what to do and expects you to do it.
Excuse me, word girl. Mr. Cheese has something he'd like to say to you.
Okay.
He says, I, the unstoppable Mr. Cheese, am the greatest villain...
Sorry to interrupt, but we've heard this before. Two Brains, why are you letting the mouse be in charge?
I have to, word girl. That's just the way it is. I'm a sidekick. I do what Mr. Cheese says. Isn't that right, boss?
I guess it doesn't matter. matter who's in charge, since we're taking you both to jail. Let's do this, Huggy. Well, I guess you take Two Brains since he's the sidekick now, and I'll deal with Mr. Cheese.
Time out, Monkey. I need your help.
Come here! Stop moving! Yeah, I still can't understand.
Ha! Gotcha! Okay, game over, word girl. We surrender.
You're giving up? You do know we're taking you to jail, right?
I know that, but anything is better than playing second fiddle to a crazy mouse. Mr. Cheese, I am through obeying your commands. Now please, take me to jail where I can see my old henchmen and apologize. They might not be the world's most dependable sidekicks, but at least they let me be the boss. Hey, it's Charlie! And the other guy. I've been trying to locate you two for days. It's good to be back together, even if it is in jail.
Back together? I thought you fired us for not obeying your commands.
Yeah, well, I was wrong for firing you. You guys are the greatest. Deal me in.
Oh, thanks, boss.
I gotta tell you, you're lucky you've been stuck in here. I've been trapped out there with an overbearing mouse named Mr. Cheese. Oh, the guy was intolerable. Boy, am I glad to be away from him. He's back!
And so, with all the bad guys, including Mr. Cheese, located in jail, all is well. Now I command you to tune in for the next exciting episode of Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Beau Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is cower. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Okay, take it away, Tommy.
Cower means to crouch down in fear, something I'd know nothing about, because I'm not afraid of anything.
What about snakes?
Nope.
Spiders?
Uh-uh.
Sharks?
Definitely not.
So you're telling me you're completely fearless?
Yep.
You seem rather proud of that fact.
I am.
Well, good for you, I guess. Anyway, congratulations, Tommy. You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won. An official Word Girl indestructible shield.
Ooh.
It's perfect for protecting yourself against anything you may be afraid of.
I told you I'm not afraid of anything.
Yes, you did. Well, that's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word? Word Girl!
Hey kids, today's featured words are ornamental and feline. In the basement lair of Chuck the Evil Sandwich Making Guy.
Hey, yes! Target turkey slices!
Huh? Gah! Hey, what was that?
Sorry. Calm down. It's just me.
The butcher? What are you doing here?
Oh, well, so I was making this chart the other day of all the other villains I teamed up with.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, thanks. And I noticed that you and I had never teamed up.
So you rushed right over here to see if I was available? Well, I'm flattered.
Well, more or less. Sorta. Not really.
Aww.
But anyway, after several other options didn't pan out, then I rushed right over here.
Oh.
I mean, think about it. With my meat powers and your whole, sandwich thing, we're perfect together. There's no telling how many crimes we'll be able to think up.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Put it there. You're not good at this.
Oh. Oh, let's start thinking of some crimes to come up with.
Uh-oh. That sounds like trouble. Meanwhile, in the bedroom of Becky Word Girl Botsford.
Okay, are you ready? What is it? It's a bejewelerizer. It makes stuff more ornamental. It bejewelerizes them. Okay, so do you think I should just do the star or get a little wild and do the whole costume? Well, I do think the whole word girl persona could use a little more pizzazz, don't you? So I thought, what better way to do that than to take the word girl costume and bejewelerize it? Make it a little more ornamental. Oh, stop worrying. This is going to look great.
Back in Chuck's basement, what started out with such promise has gotten a little, well, mopey.
I can't believe neither one of us can come up with an original crime with both meat and sandwiches in it.
It's a good week to be a cat-based criminal, though. Watching of priceless feline memorabilia, valuable cat paintings, rare cat statues. Well, I used to be a cat criminal.
The Handsome Panther? Really?
Yes, the Handsome Panther. Once for a couple of days, the whole city feared and secretly loved the most charming criminal around, the Handsome Panther.
So?
So, the timing is right to have the Handsome Panther prowl the city once again. Oh, but that kind of leaves you out, huh?
Well, I did have a little kitten as a partner once.
Aw, that's so cute. I got it. What if you dress up like a kitten, call yourself Little Mittens, and steal stuff?
But where am I gonna get a kitten costume in my size?
Ma, where's my sewing machine?
Okay, so, are you ready? Ta-da! What do you think? Be honest.
How y'all doing? You know who I am.
This is a special news bulletin. I'm live at the scene of a daring robbery at the City Museum, where two criminals dressed up like felines and calling themselves the Kitty Cat Criminals have just... Did I read that correctly? The Kitty Cat Criminals? Seriously?
See that, Bob? New costume, new criminals, new adventures. Let's go!
We did it! Yeah! The museum's security was no match for the combined power of the Kitty Cat Criminals. Right, Little Mittens?
Listen, I'm not feeling totally comfortable in this costume.
Hold it right there! Whoa!
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 What?
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 Why'd you say whoa?
Well, no offense, word girl, but you're a little,
Ornamental?
I have no idea what ornamental means.
Oh! Ornamental means for decoration. You know, anything that makes something look fancier. Like how all these little jewels make my plain word girl costume more ornamental.
Oh, so what do you think of our new,
Oh, well, because you're back in your,
The Handsome Panther. Roar.
Right. And the butcher.
I know.
Enough talk. Time for the kitty cat criminal to pounce. Roar.
Ha! You missed! Ow!
Take that, word girl! Yarn!
You can't match the speed and grace of the handsome...
Oof.
Ow.
Great. Just great. Now what am I gonna do for a weapon, huh? Make it bulldoze!
Criminals using meat and condiments.
Sorry! Surprise!
Ah! It worked! It totally worked! We did it!
Hey, you think it's cheating that we're cat-based criminals, but we're still using meat and sandwich-based attacks?
Who cares? We're criminals!
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
All right. Still a ton of crimes to commit. Yeah!
Still no meat or sandwich stuff to steal, so...
We should make a pact right here, right now. As long as there are cat valuables in town to be stolen, we'll steal them as the Kitty Cat Criminals! Roar!
Oh, man. Chuck and the Butcher working together? Oof! I'm not sure how we're going to stop them. Together, they're just too tough. But one at a time... Wait! Think I've got a plan.
Later at Edith Von Hoosinghouse's house? Is that?
Roar!
May I help you, gentlemen.
Was that you?
I don't think so. Was that you?
Are you here to steal my priceless porcelain kitty collection?
How'd you know?
Well, listen, lady.
They're right over there on that display shelf. The travel case is right below them. It'll make it much easier to carry them out.
Oh! Okay, thank you.
She seems nice.
You know, you might be one of the most pleasant people I've ever...
Hey, fellas!
Silent alarm.
Aw, man.
Hey, no fair.
See, you guys are sticking with the whole feline thing.
Feline?
Yeah, it means like a cat. Panthers and kittens are both cats, so that means they're both felines, and so are you.
Hey, I don't know what you're laughing at.
Yeah, you look like a disco ball with legs.
Hey!
Your costume is a little bright, dear.
It's ornamental!
Roar! Kitty cat mustard!
Hot dog! Meow, meow!
Ah! Oh, my!
Yeah, kitty cat criminals, victorious again!
So, are you guys going to be feline criminals forever?
Far as you know, yeah!
Oh, then never mind. I guess someone else will have to commit the perfect meaty sandwich crime.
What?
Oh, it's just that the museum got this amazing artifact in, and it's the bejeweled meatball sandwich of Sabracadabra.
Meatball?
Sandwich?
Bread made of diamonds. Meatballs made of rubies.
Mmm, that sounds delicious.
But I guess not the right crime for you guys anymore, right?
Right.
Of course. See you later, word girl. Handsome panther away. Roar.
Yeah. Meow.
Back in the basement lair of Chuck the Evil...
Handsome Panther something?
So, another great feline robbery, right?
Yeah, feline valuables, yep.
How about that thing Wargo said at the end, huh?
Oh, about the meatball sandwich. Yeah, crazy. I know.
Yeah, I don't want it. No, still too many cat valuables on the board right there.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was just thinking, So he's stealing the stuffed kitties, or...
The cutie kitty painting? That's a tough one.
I know.
We should sleep on it.
Yes. Great idea. Sleep.
I'll go. And I'll sleep. And then I'll come back.
In the morning.
Yes!
Right, and we'll decide then.
Goodbye!
Bye.
Later, at the museum...
Sorry.
Hold it right there, butcher!
No! Hey! You set me up!
That's right, I did. I knew you couldn't keep the feline thing going.
Huh. Hey, you got your old costume on.
Yeah, the ornamental one isn't all that great for surprising people. Plus, those little jewels get really itchy.
Oh, yeah? Well, that fake cat fur gave me a rash.
Ah! Oh, hey, everybody. The roof isn't as strong as it looks. Butcher, you're here to steal the jeweled meatball sandwich, aren't you? How dare you? I thought we were a team.
A team? Oh, I see. And you were on the roof, why?
Out for a rooftop stroll.
Well, I hate to break this up.
Then don't! Hot dog hullabaloo!
Yeah, mustard, I'm firing mustard at you!
Oh, man.
I think we all learned a valuable lesson here. Sometimes when you've got something good that works, you don't have to change it. Right, Huggy? Huggy? Hey, nice! Shiny.
And so the feline and or food-based foes are no match for the force of Word Girl and Captain Huggy Face.
Now he looks good, bejeweled.
Every show could use an ornamental monkey every once in a while. Join us sometime in the near future for another Slam Pow episode of
Word Girl.
Word Girl.
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Tommy, you correctly defined the word cower. Ready to play the bonus round?
Obviously.
Great. Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for cower. Okay, give it a shot, Tommy.
It's number 3. In that picture, Captain Huggy Face is cowering from one of Toby's robots.
You got it! Huggy, show him what he's won.
An official Word Girl clown for a day.
Tommy?
I dropped something down there.
Of course you did. Well, that's our show. See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cuddly. I like that word because I like to cuddle my mom and my dogs.
My favorite word is plethora because it rolls off your tongue and it doesn't sound what it means. I thought it meant it was a type of leather, but it actually means like of many, like a lot. It's fun to say. Plethora or plethora, plethora.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what squeamish means. That's right. Squeamish means to be easily disgusted or shocked by something. Congratulations, Huggy. Squeamish.
Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word up!